Hello, this is David G, and welcome to today's meditation on Feeling Spirit. There is a center in the body where love and spirit are joined, and that center is your heart. It's your heart that aches or fills with love, that feels compassion or trust, that seems empty or overflowing. And within the heart is a more subtle center that experiences spirit, but you can't feel spirit as an emotion or physical sensation. Spirit lies beneath the layers of sensations, and to experience it, you must go to the heart and meditate on it until everything that obscures that divine spirit is cleansed. In the words of the mystical poet William Blake, you are cleansing the doors of perception. In this meditation, we'll listen to the messages that our heart is sending us, and you'll begin to clear away whatever is blocking your heart so that you can truly experience that pure, shining spirit that is our true nature. So let's begin. Let's find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. Nestle yourself in. Allow your eyelids to gently float closed. And together, let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release. And now continue to follow your breath in and out. Just watching your breath, witnessing it, observing it as it moves into you and back out. As we follow our breath in and out, feel free to let go of all of your thoughts. Release your attachment to the outside world. And now drift your attention to your anahata, your heart chakra, your spiritual heart center, right in the middle of your chest, and feel free to place your hand on it. Notice that your heart is actually a space, a point of awareness, where all your emotions and feelings flow in. In its essence, our heart is pure emptiness, infused with peace and a subtlety of light. This light may appear as white, gold, pale pink, or blue. Don't strain to find light of any kind. Just feel whatever's there and get close to it. See that light as it begins to radiate. Resting your attention easily on your heart center, let's breathe in gently. And send that breath flowing into our heart. You may want to visualize a cool or warm light just moving into our chest, and allow your breath to move in and out. And And as it does, ask your heart what it needs to say. Invite the intention that you'd like your heart to innocently express itself right now. Allow your heart to begin to release some emotions. Maybe it's a memory that it's time to release. Maybe a wish that's been sitting on the sidelines and needs to see the light of day. Perhaps it's a fear or a dream long stored inside. As these emotions, memories, wishes, fears, regrets, and dreams percolate inside, you'll find yourself paying attention, and your attention may drift to one or many aspects. You may even have a flash of strong emotion, positive or negative, or a forgotten memory that suddenly appears, or a sensation of deep love, bhakti, devotion, and connection. Your breathing may change. Your breaths may become long and deep or short. You may sigh or gasp, even feel tears come into your eyes. Allow the experience. Simply accept and allow. If you daydream or drift off to sleep, that's okay. When you realize your attention is no longer on that light coming from your heart center, ever so gently, drift back to it. Whether it speaks to you in delight or fear, sadness or pleasure, however it's expressed is exactly what you need. If those internal voices of doubt, second-guessing, anger, or worry begin to arise, let them speak, and let them flow right past you, like Tai Chi. Allow their energy to keep moving. Don't embrace them. Always let them go easily and comfortably. This process is learning to live with our heart in order to heed its guidance. When we ask the question, is it my intellect or is spirit speaking through me? Your connection to your heart center will always provide the answer. But you need to be in this place of stillness, of comfort, of acceptance. In this process, you are being purified. You are listening to your heart without judgment, pure, unconditional attention. Let's take it deeper. We'll use the mantra, Om Bhakti Moksha. Om Bhakti Moksha. Bhakti is divine love, devotion. Moksha is a release, liberation. And by ever so gently repeating over and over, Om Bhakti Moksha, you will get lighter and lighter. And the light in your heart will shine even more brightly. Simply continue to repeat the mantra, and when you notice you've drifted away to thoughts or sounds or sensations, ever so gently drift back to Om Bhakti Moksha. I'll watch the time, and when you hear me ring the chime, just sit gently with your eyes closed. So let's begin. Sit gently with your eyes closed and let the stillness and silence settle in. And now together, let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release. And now let's seal the awakening of our spirit heart by chanting the hymn of the universe, Aum, just one time together. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Aum. When it feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. Feel that power of your spirit heart. Feel that effortless flow of the grace of the universe. Each day, practice this meditation, spending a few minutes to connect to your heart center, and you will truly come to know it, come to merge with it, come to experience the power of your heart. Very quickly, you'll notice that your life outside of meditation is starting to change. And unexpected moments of pure joy will sweep through you. You'll begin to live each moment with greater grace and greater ease as the constrictions seem to fall away as they release their grip, release fear and tightness, and truly allow spirit to flow through you. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. wishing you continued spiritual awakening. And I'll see you in the gap. Namaste.